He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. As you know, we are, maybe you don't know, we're on show 369. Interesting gadget today. I'm always buying rechargeable batteries. I don't know why I'm always buying them, but I'm always losing them or running out of them or need more, and I've always found the rechargeables, for the most part, when I'm in the office, that those are the easiest and the most convenient to use. I have three or four chargers. I have them on my back desk there, and I have a set already charged, always charging and ready to go. So this week, I actually found a pair of rechargeable batteries that had a little twist to them. So let's take a peek on camera too. These are actually called Eco Juice. That's Eco Juice. That's right. And these are rechargeable batteries, and they're an interesting device. I bought them, and to my amazement, they were about $12, so figured $3 a battery. That's not too bad. They're rechargeable. They'll last, supposedly you can recharge them, as it says right here, 1,000 times. That's a lot of times to recharge a rechargeable battery. So I picked them up, I bought them, and the first thing I found out right out of the pack is that when you buy them, they're not charged, which was a disappointment. So when you buy these, they are not charged, and you have to charge them. Now, here's the kind of neat part. Kind of neat part is that it comes with this little apparatus. So it comes with this crazy apparatus. It's a Y cable, and this literally connects into any USB charger or adapter that you have. So it's the standard USB charging port. You might have one for your smartphone or for whatever device you have, your headsets. You could even plug it into a USB port that's sitting on your computer. Doesn't matter what one, because it's really taking the 5 volts. And what that is doing is splitting them up. And oddly enough, let's go back to camera two here. Oddly enough, on the back of these, as you could see right here, if we can get that somewhat in focus, there's a little charging port here. And that's actually where you're going to recharge the battery. So rather than having to buy a charger, these batteries actually slip right into the supplied connector and charge up. Now, these do take a while to charge, and the other thing, it's very simple. It does not come with the charger, so let's be clear on that. There is no charger that comes with it. So I'm plugging this back into my little extra charger that I have 5 million of, and you might be able to see here on the bottom that these are kind of glowing red. Right here, there's actually an LED light built into these batteries, and you may be able to see that they're glowing red. Well, red indicates that they're charging. When they become solid blue, they're recharged. So these are very handy on the go, especially if you're in the fields, per se, don't have a battery charger with you and don't want to bring them because they're like that big, and you always will have a 5-volt charger or power pack or something, even your car, and you can have these batteries charged up. I've only seen them available in AAA. I haven't seen them in AA yet. Package on the front pretty much is all the same wherever you look. And it says clearly, guaranteed up to 5 years, recharges up to 1,000 times. But as I've mentioned to you people many times, you always want to get, when you're buying a battery, the largest milliamps possible. And this one, which amazed me, was only 350 milliamps, and it says it on the back of the package. I didn't even look, I just bought it. It says 1.2 volts, which is what all AAA batteries are, and it will charge up to 350 milliamps. So I was kind of disappointed in that, because 350 milliamps literally is nothing, but I thought it was more. So I picked these up at Walmart, no big deal, $11.98, and I think I paid $12, 2 cents difference is no big deal. But as I went back on the internet and checked, indeed, they only go up to 350 milliamps, and it's not a lot. So essentially what that means is they'll work, but you're going to be changing them a lot, and it's really not a function of the charging capability. It's really more of a function of how many milliamps this comes with. Now, if you were to go back and look at the AA's, you'll find that those are 1,000 milliamps. So that said, they're okay. They work well for what it is. It's a four-pack, eco-friendly, reduces waste. The number one micro USB battery. I don't know how many other USB batteries there are like this. This is also available. It will also work with any available recharger that you have. So that's also a nice extra added feature, if you will. So now I can charge these via the USB port that I have, and it will charge two at a time because of the dongle, or I could put four or two into any charger, and I have a ton of those around. So from that point of view, they are very economical, and the way around this, quite frankly, is to buy two packs of these. So once again, you have one pack that's always being charged and one pack, if you will, that's ready to go. For $11, they're great, and I gotta tell you, the convenience of having these batteries is great. I don't need to bring that little charger, and I just need to throw the Y connector in and I'm good to go. So I don't know if I would buy them again, only because they're 300 milliamps. I would want to try to find a battery that's more than 350 milliamps. But all in all, for $12, they're worth it. They'll definitely get you out of pinch. And the nice thing about these, if you're ever traveling in the car for a long time and you're using batteries, again, these also come in the AA size. They're about maybe a buck more, and they're a lot more amperage. But AA batteries will have more amperage in them anyway than the small ones, than these AAA. But what they're nice is if you're in the car and you have kids and they have different devices, and the kids' batteries wear out and you're in the middle of nowhere and you don't want to bring that charger, this is quite nice, because all you have to do is just stick them into this charger, and I'm sure you have a cigarette lighter plug in the back of your car or somewhere, and you plug these in and they'll charge up fairly quick. So it's a good deal, it's a good buy, and it's one of those handy gadgets that's nice to have. So let's take a look. By the way, as I mentioned before, these are $11.98. You can get them on Amazon, you can get them in Walmart. Nothing more that I could really say about them. Pretty straightforward. You can also buy these if you're so inclined. You can go on to eBay, and here they are here, and they're $14.24. So why you'd want to spend that extra money, I don't know, but you can find these batteries pretty much available everywhere, and they are pretty handy to have. There's no question about that. So let's get on to some appies of the day, and I have some very cool apps, no question about that. The first app that we're going to take a peek at today is called Automate. Now, this is kind of a convoluted app, and it only is available right now on the Android operating system, and I have an Android tablet that I like, but you got to be a little programming minded to use this app. But what this does, it's a free app, and it lets you automate various tasks on your smartphone or your tablet, creating automations with flowcharts, making your device automatically change settings like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, NFC, sending SMS, email based on your location. So if you're in a certain location, you could send out an email blast to your friends and say, hey, I'm here, I'm at the movie, or wherever you may be that you want to meet up. It will also send out the time of day or any other event that you want to, we'll say, a trigger based on an action. So you can pretty much animate, if you will, any set of sequences that you want. So some of the things that it will do is you can put this in the airplane mode, and it will still send out alarms, await settings. It will start an app, kill an app. It will list things. It will clear the cache. It will tell you on your usage, all automatically. You can have app notifications, toggle priority visibility. You can have it turn into a flashlight, record something automatically, connect to Bluetooth automatically, call all kinds of things. As you can see, there's probably over 100 different items here that you can trigger this device to do. So the app is free. It will take a little bit of experimentation to get it to program what you want. But I'll tell you, after 15, 20 minutes, you'll be able to develop flows quite simply. And it's a great, great functional app. And the price, you can't beat it. It's free. So definitely check that out. I think you're going to like this app. It's really nice. Now, this next app is an absolute must, period. It's a must. It's a free app. But if you do any kind of traveling on an airplane or on a cruise ship or whatever, this app is really very, very, very helpful. It's called Mobile Passport. And what Mobile Passport will do is it's an app that will load onto any operating system, any smartphone that you have. And it's a mobile passport app that speeds you through U.S. Customs and Border Protection at two cruise ports and 25 airports. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but let me tell you, this app is going to catch on, and it's going to be used probably day in and day out. So it's available on right now the Android and the iOS operating system. Here it shows you the 25 points that it will actually work at the 25 airports, and there will be more. And it features follow mobile passport control signs to the designated mobile passport control line. So you're going to go into a special line that will allow you to take your smartphone and just hold it up, and it will scan in all your passport information, so on and so forth. It's set up to your profile, and you can reuse this for future trips. So you only have to set this up one. There's no need to hunt for a paper or a pen or any form. It has very strong privacy protection, and it's a free app. Their partners are the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Airport Consul International. So it's an excellent app to use. You basically enter your profile information. It appears on your valid. You don't want to use an invalid passport. You can set up profiles for your entire family. Your information is encrypted, and it's shared only with the CBP, so no one else is going to get that. You're going to submit this to the CBP once you are at your port of entry, airport or seaport, connected to a Wi-Fi or wireless connection, however it may be, and you submit your data. That's all you do, is just show the phone. Now, remember, when you submit it, you're confirming that what you're telling them is absolutely true. In a few seconds, you're going to receive a receipt with an encrypted barcode, and this is good for 4 hours. So now you can come and go and not have to go through all that all the time. You just have to show the barcode. So breeze through customs and save time. Follow the mobile passport control signs, and you can actually see this orange figure here, and that's what they'll have, to the designated mobile passport control line. Show your passport officer, CBP officer, and scan the barcode, and whoosh, away you go. So as you can see, it lays out everything quite nicely, and it's also will let you sign up for the TSA pre-check, and there's the barcode. It's really nice, and I've used it a couple times. I am enthralled with it. I cannot wait until more airports pick this up. It's really a time saver. And if you're going out of the country and have to go through customs, this is a real time saver. So this app is 100% free, and I would urge you to check it out. Now, since we're talking about travel apps, here's another one, and I think this is an overlooked app. I don't know why, but again, available for both platforms, the iOS and the operating system called the Droid operating system, the Android operating system. This is called Google Trips. It's a travel planner. I swear by this. Google Trips makes exploring the world easier by organizing your essential information in one place and making it available even offline. Get activity suggestions based on what's nearby. I like that. And then you can also have go in and customize your specific travel plans, and you can also make reservations from Gmail. This app is very, very robust. It's very cool. And there's not much that it doesn't do. So if you travel or are planning to travel, this is a must-have. It will bundle all your reservations, see your flight, your hotel, your rental car, Everything that you have regarding a trip, related to your trip, is going to be on this. Your flight, your hotel, your rental car, restaurant bookings, all in one place without having to search for them individually. It will create a daily plan for you. It will show you everything that's of interest in that area. It will also give you a map to show you if you're here, you're right next to this, or you're a mile away from that. So it's very nice. It'll also show you things to do on that particular day. If there's a concert or a festival, something going on, this will automatically tell you where it's at and how to get there, wherever you are in the world. So I really like this. Also, it's available to offload it. So if you are in a situation where you have no internet in a foreign country or whatever, this will actually work offline. So I cannot say enough about this app. Totally free, works on your Droid system, works on the iOS. As far as I'm concerned, this is just a no-brainer and an absolute, absolute must-have app. It works so well. I highly, highly recommend it. Now, this next app is called Qwello. It's kind of a neat app, kind of quirky, but it does work. Of course, it's free. Work on any operating system that you have. And Qwello is a music slash concert rock and roll classical music streaming service. So it's free, and you can use it on your PC or your Mac or your smartphones. And this will let you pretty much listen to any kind of concert that is or was, and it gives you a free subscription, limited, so that you can hear certain things, but also you could stream music. You have set lists. It's really nice, and I think you'll like it. You can try it out for free right here. You just click that button on their website, and you can select a plan, and they do have free plans. But it's a rather nice app, and what I like about it is that the app is not only audio, but you're also going to get some cool old videos, and I think you're going to like it. So try it out. It's free to try out and see what you think. Now, this next app, one of those apps, again, that's a no-brainer, totally free, and I'm sure that you're aware of, maybe you're not, that your local library is a phenomenal resource for all kinds of not only books, but audiobooks, training courses, many, in fact, most of the libraries, public libraries, have free passes to maybe the museums in your area or an aquarium or events that are going on, and all you have to do is just reserve them and take them out, and you can get two. I know my local library gives you four passes to the Arboretum. I think it gives you a couple passes to the new aquarium that's out here in the Scottsdale area. So you want to check your local library for just a whole host of free things that you can do. But this app right now is called Libby. Meet Libby. Did you know that all local libraries have thousands of ebooks and audiobooks, and you can borrow them instantly for free using just this one app called Libby? Yeah, Libby. So you're going to load this onto your smartphone, and it takes just a few taps. You can find and borrow a book title right from, you know, the convenience of your house or wherever you happen to be. It has a great ebook reader, so you can just put your buds in and sit back if you're on a plane, and it will read the book to you. And it will also do the same for audiobooks. And what I like about the audiobooks is, you know, some of these are 4, 5, 6 hours. You can just click pause, and it will pick up when you're ready to go back exactly where you left off. So you can borrow these audiobooks for free from your library. And if you're going on a trip, a plane, a train, bus, whatever it may be, or driving, these are great. This is a great app, a great utility. You could sign into multiple libraries, one or more cards for each library. You got to be a member of the library. You can download books and audiobooks offline for reading or streaming when you have the time to use that. Or if you prefer, you can do that. It will work with your Kindle. It will keep a track of what you're reading. It will keep a list and activity tab. All your loans and holds are consolidated onto one single shelf, just like a bookshelf. And it positions bookmarks and notes are kept in sync across all your devices. It also has a zoomable feature. So if you're reading something, you could zoom in and zoom out. It's really great. You're able to sample any book with a tap, nothing to download or nothing to delete. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to download this. And it will also work on your PC, as a matter of fact. So this is one of those just fantastic apps. It's called Libby. Totally free. I highly, highly encourage you to check that out. Now, this next app is called PhotoScan by Google Photos. This will work on either operating system, or all your operating systems for the most part. And what it will allow you to do is to scan in photos that you have right on your phone, and glare free, it's set up so that it knows you're photographing a photo, if you will, and it will automatically crop, rotate, it even enhances it. So if you have colors that are kind of washed out or you want to make them more vibrant, this app will automatically fix the photos for you. And now you're able to keep these scans online, send them to whoever you want, archive them, so on and so forth. Really nice. Photos from the past meet the scanner from the future. PhotoScan is a new app from Google Photos that lets you scan and save your favorite printed photos using just your camera. Don't just take a picture of a picture. Create enhanced digital scans wherever your photographs are, wherever your photos are. Get glare-free scans and easy-to-use step-by-step capture sequences. Very simple to use. Automatic cropping based on edge detection. Straight line, rectangular scans with precision and precision correction. Smart rotation so your photos stay right side up no matter which way you scan them in. This app is awesome. So totally free. It totally works. It gets 4.8 stars out of 5. To me, it looks like 5 stars, but whatever. It's a great app, and definitely check this out. It's probably one of the better apps that's out there forever when it comes to scanning in photos. It's really, really handy. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next Thursday night. And by the way, you can email me 24 hours a day at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Have a great week. See you next week. Thank you.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.